Audio generation, PF12, 1.
I am Liam. Welcome to the very first step of your journey toward true financial independence. Today, we are learning how to build a budget. Now, I know what you are thinking. Budgeting sounds like a way to stop having fun. It sounds like we are going to tell you that you can never buy a coffee or go to the movies again. But that is exactly what a budget is not. A budget is not a cage. It is a map. It is a strategic plan that ensures your money goes where you actually want it to go, rather than you wondering where it all went at the end of the month. Think of it as the foundation of a house. If the foundation is shaky, the whole building falls. If your budget is solid, you can build a life of freedom, security, and big dreams. I love coming up with new ideas for how to spend my money, but without a budget, those ideas never become reality. Earning money is the first part, but keeping it and directing it is the real secret to success.
I am Maya. I am a great planner. And to build that foundation, we have to start with the hard facts of life in Canada. We are going to look at the real living costs right here in our local community. Whether you are living in a basement apartment in Brampton or a condo in downtown Toronto, the costs of housing, food, and utilities are real, and they are significant. We will gather and interpret data to show you that whether you are living on your own for the first time or supporting a family of four, the underlying math of survival remains the same. You have to know what it costs to keep the lights on and the fridge full before you can decide what to do with the extra money. In Ontario, things like heating in the winter and transportation to your job are non-negotiable. We call these living costs, and they are the first things we must describe in our plan.
Hi there, my name is Chloe, and I love finding out facts. My job today is to show you how to justify your spending by using the key principles of sound financial planning. We live in a world that is constantly trying to sell us things we do not need. Every social media ad and every store window is trying to pull money out of your pocket. The core principle of a good plan is prioritization. We have to separate our needs from our wants. I am going to show you how to look at a case study and explain why certain costs, like rent and utilities, must always come first. This is not just about survival. It is about peace of mind. When your needs are covered and justified, the stress of asking yourself if you can afford something simply disappears. You gain the confidence to say yes to the things that matter and no to the things that do not.
And I am Noah. I love telling stories and looking at how different people live. We're going to get practical and use a detailed case study to see how a budget transforms for different types of households. A single person starting their first job has a very different financial profile than a parent with two young children. We will use technology like spreadsheets and budgeting software to make these numbers move and change. We will show you how to identify fixed costs that never change and variable costs that you can adjust to find extra savings. Let us start with the big categories that define our lives and see how we can design a plan that works for any situation.
The first rule of budgeting is that you have to give every dollar a job. We start with your total monthly net income. This is the money that actually hits your bank account after the government takes out taxes and other deductions. From there, we subtract our personal responsibilities. These are the things you must pay to stay safe, warm, and healthy. In Canada, housing is almost always the largest expense on the list. Financial experts suggest that you should try to keep your housing costs, whether that is rent or a mortgage, to around 30 to 35% of your total pay. For many young people in Ontario today, that is a real challenge. If you are paying $1,500 for a room or a small apartment, and you are making $4,000 a month, you are right in that safe zone. But if your rent takes up 50% of your pay, your foundation is under pressure. This is why we must track every category carefully.
Let us look at our first case study comparison. Imagine a single young person starting out. Their living costs are streamlined. They might pay $1,500 for rent, $400 for groceries, and maybe $100 for a high-speed internet and phone plan. Now, compare that to a family of four. They might need a mortgage of $3,000 to afford a house with enough bedrooms. Their grocery budget jumps to $1,200 because those kids need a lot of food. The principle here is to set realistic and measurable goals. You cannot just guess what groceries cost. You have to gather information from your specific community. If that family realizes they are spending too much on food, they need to prioritize. Do they need the expensive brand name snacks? Or is the goal of saving for a house more important? This is how you justify your budget choices to yourself and your family.
Once the needs are settled, we move into the variable expenses. This is where you have the most power and choice. Variable expenses are things like entertainment, dining out, and buying new clothes. They change every month based on what you decide to do. A major tip for a successful budget is a principle we call paying yourself first. This means you treat your savings like a bill that must be paid. If you want to buy a car in 3 years or save for college, that savings goal should be a line in your budget right next to your rent. If you wait until the end of the month to see what is left over to save, the answer will almost always be zero. By including long-term savings goals in your monthly plan, you ensure that you are building your future while taking care of your present needs. The con of ignoring this is that you might reach the end of the month with $0 left for your big dreams.
Now, let us talk about the tools we use. While you can certainly build a budget on a piece of paper using a simple template, using technology like a spreadsheet or budgeting software is a huge advantage. Technology allows you to perform what-if analysis. You can set up formulas where you change one number, like getting a $50 a month raise, and see how that ripples through your entire year. You can see your net cash flow in real time. If the number at the bottom of the spreadsheet is red, you are spending more than you earn. If it is green, you have a surplus. Our goal for every student is to get that bottom number into the green. When you can justify every expense and see your savings growing on the screen, the fear of money turns into the excitement of opportunity. In our next video, we will look at how to take those savings and turn them into a fortune using the power of the time machine known as an annuity.
Before we go, let us recap the living costs we mentioned. We have housing, which includes rent or mortgage. Then utilities, which are water, electricity, and heating. Food is next, followed by transportation, like gas, insurance, or a bus pass. Finally, we have personal responsibilities like phone bills or debt payments. These are the fixed costs that stay mostly the same. Then we have the variable costs like gifts, recreation, and dining out. A sound budget balances all of these while leaving room for the most important person, you and your future. Take a look at the budget template provided in your lesson. Try filling it out using the numbers from our single-person case study. See if you can find places where they could save an extra $50 a month. That $50 might not seem like much now, but as we will see in the next video, it is the start of something massive. A balanced budget is the foundation of a stress-free life, and you just took the first step toward building yours. Keep tracking and stay focused on your goals.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.